This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Scott Burton, your host today. And with me now on the phone from Hoonah is City Administrator Dennis Gray. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
It's nice to have you here. I thought we'd just call in and check in, see how things are going for you all over there. But before we do that, could you sort of introduce yourself to our listeners, please?
Yeah, you bet. My name is Dennis Gray, Jr., the City Administrator for the City of Hoonah.
All right. And if one of, let's just pretend that maybe one of our listeners here in Juneau has never been to your community. How do you like to describe Hoonah?
Well, Hoonah's a traditional Tlingit village, fishing community, timber, and of course tourism now. That's us in a nutshell.
All right. How have things changed for you guys here in the last couple of weeks as COVID-19 related? Regulations and restrictions have sort of been affecting us all.
Certainly, yeah. We've done all the mandates that come from the governor's office, of course, and got ahead of them a bit ourselves. We closed down our pool and gym and youth center before it was required. The city's been taking it very serious, of course, and of course the local restaurant and bars closed as well like anywhere else in the state of Alaska. But we did pass a hunker down ordinance last night as well as a travel quarantine, so it's serious, and we're trying to do the best we can to make sure we mitigate the concern in town.
You know, I'm thinking about even before COVID-19 happened, you guys were having challenges with supply, with food, you know, with ferry service restrictions. How are things going, you know, with transportation as well?
Yeah, so we're back on track for transportation. The barge is coming back in, of course, the ferry's back online, and so we're getting supplies in. So that's helping to allay some concerns for folks in town because we do get reliable shipments again.
Okay, and you know, I think on everyone's mind is health care and capacity. How are things feeling for all of you in that respect?
Well, pretty well, I think. We've been getting updates from Search on what they're able to provide, and they can do local testing for folks that qualify, of course, for the state standards for COVID-19 testing. So we've had tests completed in town, of course, all negative so far. And then Search, of course, is a large organization, which is going to help us tremendously. But, yeah, I think we're pretty solid.
All right. It's probably the same here in Juneau, but how is life, would you say, in general changed? I know you said you passed the hunker down order last night. I know the streets here are really quiet. How's it over there?
It's the same here for sure. It's definitely quiet. Folks are getting out and enjoying the nice spring weather we've had the last couple of days. But it's normally quiet this time of year anyway, but it's even more quiet now.
Right. Is there anything that you guys need over there, anything going on in that respect?
Need as far as what, Scott? I'm sorry.
I don't know. I was thinking of when the ferries were not running regularly, I know that the Alaska Native Sisterhood and Brotherhood and Klinky and Haida were sending supplies over there. Is there anything that the community needs at this time?
No, I'm aware of the ferries came in today. They're unloading the vans. Good supply came in today. So I don't think we're in any need of food for sure. Like anywhere else, I think there's concern about PPE for first responders and that kind of thing, but we're working on trying to get that for our EMS folks.
All right. Well, all things considered, it sounds like things are pretty good over there.
No, they are for sure. People are definitely nervous, and we're doing our best to make sure we can do all we can to keep people calm and keep things safe for everybody.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Hoonah City Administrator Dennis Gray. Mr. Gray, it's been really nice talking to you. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, I think that's it for today, Scott.
All right. Let's check in again soon, please.
You bet. Thanks.
Thank you for your time.
Bye now.